So that gets us to the sketch flats now. And at this point, I'll just give everybody the notice that we won't at this point have to swear in applicants. You guys can all just, when your case comes up, present your case. So the next item up is Project PR 29, item number 19, Project PR 2022-006627. Application number PS-2022-0027. It's a sketch plat to create 4 lots from 1 existing lot, grant access, as well as grant access and utility easements. Looks like Mr. Archuleta, you're back up again for this one.
Yes. Mr. Chair, as you just stated, this is an application for a 1-4 lot subdivision, and we're looking for sketch plat comments. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Now we'll go through each DRB member for comments. Water Authority.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. So several comments in this one. I think the primary concern is that the sewer main in Woodward Road as an interceptor would not allow routine service connection to interceptor lines. Further, it's my understanding that Woodward Road has recently been under construction by Bernalillo County, and I believe that required federal funding, and there's typically restrictions on cuts to pavement. It's been recently placed, and I think those requirements are further exacerbated when federal funding is involved. So they want to look into that with Bernalillo County in terms of the road project. For any services, typically we go south with sewer, which means we look to Woodward Road. So it's a potential concern. Particularly as shown, you do have 4 lots that front on 4 public roads that have a sewer main. There's 2 southern lots. If we can't get a service connection, we would be looking to go north with a public sewer main serving the entire project. So that will all be described in the availability statement. So the comment number 3 is to request an availability statement with the link provided. This project is in our service area. There is not any pro rata owed. With your availability statement, we are requesting at least some sort of utility plan for what the applicants are proposing. Because this is a subdivision, an estimate of the fire flow would be helpful. If not, we will be issuing it'll be a serviceability letter instead of an availability statement. And basically, any final end users, we would have to check the fire flow available versus what they need when they come in for their individual projects. For this one, there is a potential for infrastructure list requirements based upon that availability or serviceability letter. And there's the potential for easements being required if we require a public main down the access easement. So those standard comments are provided as far as easement dimensions. But for me, the big thing on this, get a statement request in, we'll start looking at it and determine how we can get service, particularly sewers, difficult, and take it from there. So do you have any questions for me?
Blaine, this is Derek. At this point, I don't, maybe a follow-up email, but I think, like you say, start off with the water and sewer availability statement to kind of get us to a point where we can realistically look what needs to happen. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Code enforcement.
Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Development must meet all applicable standards and provisions of the IDO, DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This property is zoned non-residential light manufacturing in our LM and must meet all dimensional standards for this zone as per IDO section 51E and table 513. The property is located within the Kirtland Air Force Base military influence area and the APO airport protection and overlay zone. Future development will require referral of applications for comment to the relevant commenting agencies as per IDO section 64J. As noted, the property is within the APO air protection overlay and also in the airspace protection subarea as discussed in IDO section 3-3. Development must meet all standards, use, and development regulations pertaining to these areas. The property is also within the railroad and spur area and may need cumulative impacts analysis requirements for development as per IDO section 52F. We recommend referencing requirements of IDO sections 5.3 for access and connectivity and section 5-4 for subdivision of land. I have no additional comments at this time.
Mr. Palmer, this is Derek. I didn't receive your memo last night, so I'll be emailing you requesting a copy of what you just read. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Archuleta. I apologize. Those comments will be sent out to you today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. We have no objection to the requested lot split.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Please provide a blanket cross-lot drainage easement, naming beneficiary and maintenance responsibilities. Any future plans, an approved grading drainage plan, is required prior to building permit if any of our thresholds are met.
Thank you.
Thank you. Transportation.
Yes, Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. To reiterate what Mr. Carter said, meet with Bernalillo County and any on the Woodward Road expansion that would include roadway and curb and sidewalk. Coordinate with them as far as any right-of-way that might be needed and for possible access. For Descanso Road, a turnaround is required within the property because this road is over 150 foot long. Provide right-of-way and or easement and pavement for the turnaround. I had some examples provided. 5-foot sidewalk is required on Descanso. Provide a cross-section for this road and ensure enough right-of-way is dedicated for the sidewalk. Provide a cross-section for the proposed access easement that lists maintenance responsibilities and beneficiaries. Any public sidewalk and private accessway improvements as part of the easement shall be placed onto an infrastructure list. Also create rounded property corners at the accessways intersection with the public right-of-way.
Thank you, Ms. Wolfenberger. This is Jay Rubenbeck here at B Chair. Mr. Archuleta, do you have any questions for Ms. Wolfenberger regarding her comments?
Mr. Chair, this is Derek. At this point, I don't. If I do, I know where to find her. Thank you.
All right. Yes, we do. Thank you very much.
This is Jean with Transportation. I just wanted to make sure you got my comments because since they were so long.
I only got the first two. I'm joking. Oh. No, I got them all. Darn.
All right. Thank you very much. This is Jay Rodenbeck, DRB Chair. Mr. Webb, you actually created the memos for planning. Do you wish to relay those comments on Mr. Archuleta and the future sketch plat applicants?
Sure, that's fine. Robert Webb, planning. Some of the standard comments. All plan sheets must be sealed and signed by a design professional in the state of New Mexico, and any future landscape plans must be sealed and signed by a landscape architect licensed in the state of New Mexico. Project and application numbers must be added to all plan sheets prior to final sign-off. All appropriate signatures are needed and must be obtained before final sign-off. And vacation actions would need to be justified per 66M3 of the IDO.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Webb, I do have a question. The last comment that you read, we're not vacating anything. We're adding easement instead of vacating easement.
No problem.
All right. Thank you very much. This is Jay Rodenbeck, DRB Chair. Mr. Archuleta, do you have any questions, any additional questions for the DRB members?
Mr. Chair, at this point, I don't. I thank everyone's time. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you very much. You too, sir. All right. This is Jay Rodenbeck, DRB Chair. The next item on our agenda is item number 20, PR 2019-002981, application number PS-2022-0025. It's a sketch plat for the proposed demolition of an existing bank and redevelopment with a car wash and cafe drive-thru. Is the applicant for this sketch plat out there?
Yes, Yes, I am. This is Clement Foster with Black Point Properties.
All right. Thank you very much. You may proceed with your presentation.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and appreciate everybody's time. Received comments last night. We reviewed those. Understand that the drive-through is not permitted at this location. Our primary interest was a car wash that we're working with for this location. So just here for comments, we're in the very preliminary stages of working on this. So looking for basically application process and appreciate everybody's comments focused on the car wash. We'll not be pursuing anything to do with a drive-thru. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Now let's go through each DRB member for comments. Water Authority.
Chair Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. At this particular location, we do have public water and sewer mains that front the property that would be available for direct connection. Regardless, we do request you submit an availability statement. I understand you're looking at the car wash now, so it would be an availability statement request related to the car wash. Typically with that, we do have a approved Fire One plan included in your submittal. So that's something you get from the City Fire Marshal's office. Basically showing the site, available hydrants, and your calculated fire flow for the fire marshal's office to approve. That comes as one of the documents that gets sent to us for an availability statement. And then in our statement, we check what our water system can deliver for fire flow versus what is on that Fire One plan. So that's typically required before you come in for site plan approval. And I understand the current requirement is you need to have that done before you can submit for DRB site plan. So very important, the link is provided in those comments. It's a web form, you put in your project information and you add some attachments, particularly that Fire One plan from the city's fire marshal office. As well with that request, typically we would look for a draft utility plan showing us where you're proposing to connect. Again, you do have mains available, particularly for sewers in the south and waters in both all three sites adjacent to the project. There was some concern on the south side. There is a sewer easement, a sewer line, and the prior platting action did indicate that that line is not on your property. But I did include some general comments about easements. Those would relate to any large meters. If you're doing a 3-inch meter or larger, it does require a pretty big easement for a meter vault. If you're doing a 2-inch or smaller and it's on your property, we do require a 5x5 easement around the meter itself. And I mentioned the sewer. If that sewer, when you're getting survey, getting locates, if that is crossing your property, the sewer main, the public aid and sewer main that's on the south side of the area here, north side of the road, south side of your project area, if it does actually, in fact, go on your property, we will require public sewer easement 10 feet north of the pipe to the extent that impacts the property. If the pipe is within the right-of-way, that is not required. But if it does go into your property, that's going to be required as you move forward with site plan. And again, we looked at this at the prior planning action and they submitted some documents that said it wasn't there. So it's probably not an issue. Just be aware when you get your survey to confirm that. I have a comment about infrastructure list. That is dependent upon the availability statement. So if we can meet your fire flow, there's no improvements required. We likely will not require anything on an infrastructure list, which you may get other comments on. If there is something required in that availability statement as far as system improvements for water or sewer, that would need to be included on the infrastructure list. So that's all the comments I have. If you have any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer.
All right. Thank you. No comments.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Code enforcement.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. This property is zoned MXM, mixed use, moderate intensity, and development must meet all dimensional standards for this zone as per IDO section 51D and table 512. The property is located within both the major transit corridor buffer and Main Street corridor buffer areas. Development is subject to all standards and benefits of these areas. Property is within the railroad and spur area and may require cumulative impacts analysis requirements as per IDO section 52F. The property is within the downtown small area and may require special approvals prior to modification of facades, as it is in an area of historic building facades per IDO section 511F. Demolition of a building will require prior approval obtained as per procedures outlined in IDO section 66B, demolition outside of an HPO, historic protection overlay. And as noted in your presentation, drive-through facility is not allowed in the mapped downtown small area. So thank you for addressing that. Unfortunately, copies of these comments were not available last night. If you'd like a copy of these, that can be made available to you. I have no other comments at this time and am open to questions.
Certainly appreciate those comments in writing if you have them, and otherwise no comments. Thank you very much.
This is Jay Rodenbeck, DRB Chair. Thank you very much, Mr. Palmer. I did just provide your comments to the applicant just now. So the applicant does have your comments in writing. So next up is Parks and Rec. Yes, you're welcome, sir. Parks and Recreation.